For a time, the humans of Sera knew the illusion of peace. Until... Emergence Day. In time, their valiant defense was crushed. With billions dead, humans denied their enemy control by destroying their own civilization. Now, the long struggle against overwhelming odds approaches a final, desperate stand.
What's up, guys? Don't act surprised to see me here. You knew it was going to happen. My name is Cliff Bleszinski. The game is Gears of War. The level I'm going to show you today is from the very start of the game. Marcus Fenix has just been pulled out of military prison by his best friend Dominic Santiago. The Locust Horde are decimating the area, and the two of them need to get out of the area, go to a chopper, and make it out alive. Let's check it out.
It's this way.
Nice.
What the hell's been going on in this prison?
You don't want to know.
Ground units are taking heavy fire. We have lost most of our directions.
I think we're good. Let's grab some ammo.
I'll take those.
Marcus, they're cutting through the door. Take cover. Take cover! Get ready. Here they come!
Take it!
Marcus,
take those.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the Zen Master of Gaming himself, Mr. Peter Moore.
Thanks, Cliffy. That was unbelievable. I've seen that demo so many times. Fabulous job. Thank you, Cliffy. Good morning, everyone. As I think you can clearly see, with Gears of War, we are delivering the most powerful high-definition gaming experience to date. And it's just a taste of what's to come in this, the second generation of next generation games. Let me also bid you a welcome right here to Grauman's Chinese Theater in the heart of Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world. I couldn't be more excited to be here because we're delivering the next generation of gaming right here and right now with titles that are nothing short of spectacular. I'm also excited because it's the first E3 since we made a major organizational shift at Microsoft. For the first time ever, all of our gaming and entertainment resources, that's Xbox, Games for Windows, and casual games, are under a single entertainment and devices division. This move reflects a very important principle, that games are driving Microsoft's company-wide vision for entertainment. Our vision is one where you, your games, your friends, and the entertainment choices that define your lifestyle always take center stage. With the help of our incredible partners, we're delivering on that vision with Xbox 360, with a high-definition gaming experience more powerful than anything else in the industry. And when we launched last November, in the first worldwide launch in console history, we generated more excitement than anyone expected, which brought some, rather unique challenges to go with it. So before we get much further, let's take a minute to dispel an urban myth that's been floating around out there. Not a single console was hidden at Area 51 in a Nevada desert in some wacky plan to create false demand. Just didn't happen. Didn't happen. I only wish we were that smart. Fact of the matter is, for the last 6 months, we made it our number one priority to get consoles onto shelves as quickly as we possibly could. And while the road has had more than its share of bumps and potholes, the ultimate results have been nothing short of spectacular. The Xbox 360 is off to the fastest start in console history. At the end of next month, we'll have sold over 5 million Xbox 360 consoles as we continue to ramp production. That's more than the original Xbox, the PS1, the PS2, or any other console before it at this point in their life cycles. But it isn't just consoles we're outselling. We'll get to 5 million quicker than a pretty well-recognized cultural icon as well, the iPod. And that's not all. According to March MPD data, the Xbox 360 sold more games and more accessories than any other console at this point, with an amazing 4.5 games plus 3 accessories sold per console here in the United States. And 3 of the top 10 best-selling video games in March were on the Xbox 360 platform. With this success, we brought about the most fundamental shift in gaming since it went out of the arcades and into the living room. It's a shift we defined last year through 3 major driving forces. Firstly, your games. We ushered in the high-definition standard for gaming. Secondly, your friends. Xbox Live changed gaming forever with a unified gaming and entertainment network that has become a true cultural phenomenon. And thirdly, your lifestyle. We've opened up consoles to a digital entertainment experience linking together your music, your pictures, and your movies. But Xbox 360 isn't a hub. It's a gateway to new worlds of high-definition content, including movie trailers, music videos, and television extras. Today, you'll see how only Microsoft can deliver the full potential of these 3 driving forces: high-def content, a shared game space, and access to the digital entertainment of your choice. So let's start by taking a look at Xbox Live. Ever since each of us learned how to open our first web page, our industry has talked and dreamed about creating a true unified game space. Well, we actually built one, and it delivers on what gamers want. Xbox Live lets you choose an online experience unique to you. And it's all unified through a consistent, familiar interface with a feature set that enhances your gaming experience like nothing before it. With achievements across games, friends lists, matchmaking by skill level. Ask any Xbox Live member and they'll tell you. Connecting your console to Xbox Live is as vital as connecting your computer to the internet. But here's the big news. In the next year, Xbox Live will surpass 6 million members. That's right. The current course and speed, Xbox Live will hit 6 million members by the time we come back here to E3 next year. The more people hear about this incredible community, the more they want to be part of it. It's got its all. Evolving beyond a shared game space into a true entertainment network. And we're expanding beyond the early adopters. And this is an important point. We started with a 50% attach rate for Xbox Live. Now, as of last week, we hit 57% attach. But maybe one of the biggest reasons for this success is Xbox Live Arcade, a space for downloadable games that strike at the very core of what makes gaming fun. There's literally something for everybody in this space, every age, every budget, every gaming level. So let's take a look at the exciting new additions on the way for Xbox Live Arcade, and maybe at the same time, take many of us back to memories of a rather misspent youth.
You win!
Everyone here who grew up with these classics, you're in luck. Today, I couldn't be more excited to announce a major expansion in our catalog of classic arcade games, with landmark agreements with some of the most storied names in the industry. Publishers like Namco, who will open their vault with hits like Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, Galaga, Dig Dug, and Rally X. It doesn't stop there. We're adding the arcade portfolio of Konami, bringing to your living room titles like Frogger, Contra, Super Contra, Track and Field, Time Pilot, and Scramble. And for those of you that are wondering, yes, the code for Contra will work on Xbox Live Arcade. And it gets even better, with Midway bringing titles like Defender, Paperboy, Root Beer Tapper, and Ultimate Mortal Kombat. And no collection of arcades games would be complete without my personal favorite, Sonic the Hedgehog, who's heading up our partnership with my old friends at Sega. These are more than games, they're our shared heritage. On Xbox Live Arcade, they'll be updated in high definition, with some titles even added integration with Xbox Live, like online multiplayer play, leaderboards, and achievements. And with this flood of games coming to the Xbox Live Arcade, we're making sure your misspent youth can stay with you as long as you want it to. But we've got more than back catalog classics. Through Arcade, we're also doing for games what the Sundance Film Festival does for movies. We've created a space for independent developers where innovation can thrive and the right idea can break through to an audience of millions. As of today, we have partnerships with over 100 independent developers to bring these games to market. We regard this as absolutely vital for our industry, as it provides up-and-coming talent a platform for their titles and a spotlight for their creativity. But Xbox Live Arcade is more than about independent games and back catalog classics. It's about taking gameplay in brand new directions. Let's have a look at a surprise addition to Xbox Live Arcade, Luminous Live. Today I'm proud to announce we have formed a partnership with Warner Music Group to integrate content from artists like Madonna exclusively to Luminous Live. Made, of course, by industry icon Tetsuya Mizuguchi and Q Entertainment and published by Microsoft Game Studios, Luminous Live will take advantage of all Xbox Live has to offer. With so many choices, Xbox Live Arcade is a key market differentiator. No other console has even close to this variety of back catalog classics, new independent games, and new blends of games and entertainment. Now you'll see much more from Xbox Live Arcade in the very near future. But for today, Xbox Live Arcade is just the appetizer for the main course. And that main course is the next wave of Xbox 360 games. These are truly next generation titles, fueled by the power of a global development community now well into its second full year working on our hardware. Let's take a look at just some of what's on the way from some of our best first and third party developers.
Thank you.
By this holiday, we'll have over 160 games to choose from, made by the best developers in the business. Exclusive titles like Lost Planet and Dead Rising from Capcom, and Saints Row from THQ. And when the start of the NFL season rolls around in August, the only place to play Next Generation Madden from Electronic Arts will be right here on the Xbox 360. And for those of you like me who prefer a different type of football, Pro Evolution Soccer from Konami will also make its Next Generation debut on the Xbox 360. And with the help of our partners like Activision, EA, Midway, THQ, Ubisoft, and Vivendi, we're delivering for the first generation Xbox as well, with over 825 titles currently available and more on the way. Depth and breadth of titles is important, but in a world where thousands of games are being developed each year, quality, innovation, and willingness to push the boundaries of gameplay becomes even more important. Let's take a look at a perfect example of such a title, which we are formally announcing here today from the newest addition to the Microsoft Game Studios family. You've just seen the next chapter of one of our biggest franchises, following up on the original Fable, which sold over 2 million units on the Xbox. With Fable 2, developer Peter Molyneux will again deliver a gaming experience more intimate than anything before it. I'd like to say how proud I am to welcome Peter and his world-class studio at Lionhead Studios into our growing stable of first-party developers at Microsoft Studios. Peter, welcome aboard. For the past couple of years, we've put a laser-like focus on quality over quantity, and it's paying off with exclusive titles like this one on the way. I'd like to show you another quality title produced by Microsoft Game Studios, with more options for customization and personalized gameplay. We're shifting this franchise into fifth gear. Ladies and gentlemen, Forza Motorsport 2. As the successor to the critically acclaimed Forza Motorsport, which attained a final game ranking score of 93%, Forza Motorsport 2 takes this key franchise well into the next generation. Now you can choose from over 300 cars to tune and paint with even more options for customization. And you can play up to 11 other people through Xbox Live. But here's the best part. Forza Motorsport 2 will be available this holiday season. We're going to match this game with a steering wheel that will deliver a racing game experience that's the best in the industry. It'll have force feedback, but even better, it'll be wireless. I'd like to announce, I'd also like to announce two other accessories as well. First, our new wireless headset, taking the wireless revolution one step further. And I'd also like to announce Xbox Live Vision, the first camera for Xbox Live. Now you'll be able to customize your gamer tag on Xbox Live with your picture, putting your face in games like Rainbow Six Vegas, and looking your opponents in the eye in Activision's World Series of Poker, to exciting new titles coming to Xbox Live. And all three of these accessories, the wheel, the wireless headset, and the Live Vision camera, will be available this fall. With new accessories, we are building on our second generation of games, with new experiences that are more immersive than anything else. But while we have so much to offer gamers around the world, we can't forget that few markets are more influential, both to video game fans and to cutting-edge game developers, than Japan. We're committed to bringing inspired, imaginative content to the Japanese market. And we'll have the help of one of the most legendary game developers in the world, Hironobu Sakaguchi. Sakaguchi-san, I'd like to welcome you to Los Angeles. As many of you know, Sakaguchi-san and his incredible team are currently working on two titles that will push creativity and innovation even further into the next generation. Both are published exclusively by MGS for the Xbox 360. Let's take a look at one of those titles. We've got great content coming to the Japanese market, and we won't have long to wait. Blue Dragon will be available in Japan this holiday. But Sakaguchi-san has much more in store, with Lost Odyssey on its way, a game that will rank as one of the most innovative in years. These two games join a lineup that's changing and growing every day, with new titles like DOA Extreme 2 from Itagaki-san and Team Ninja. Now, if there's one developer that's recognized the promise and potential of Xbox from the very beginning, it's Itagaki-san. He's delivered some of the best-looking titles in our entire industry, year after year. And later this week, you can download his latest game trailer from Xbox Live Marketplace. With these outstanding partners, we're bringing better content to Japan more than we've ever done before. And while in no way do we underestimate the challenges that this market presents us, it's with relevant content that is created by world-class Japanese developers for Japanese gamers that will allow us to ultimately break through. Now let's talk about one of our industry's classic franchises, the Tom Clancy series from Ubisoft. Innovative and completely immersive, these games have consistently pushed the boundaries of Xbox Live gameplay and have enjoyed enormous success, as you all know, on the Xbox platform. The next installment in this classic series will be no exception. Let's take a look.
My name is is Sam Fisher.
This time, you're going deep undercover.
I used to be a hero. Now I'm a wanted man. I used to hunt terrorists. Now I am one.
You have a little problem.
I used to take orders.
Finish your mission.
Now I execute them. I become a double agent.
As a personal great fan of this series, I'm absolutely delighted to announce that Splinter Cell Double Agent will be released this September on the Xbox 360. We're building on most of the popular franchises in our industry, but we're also creating new ones, such as the one we're about to see, Viva Piñata. It's part of our commitment to broaden our portfolio, reaching beyond traditional gamers by providing groundbreaking new content. Working with our incredible partners, Rare and 4Kids Entertainment, we're creating a whole new world that kids can jump into anytime and anywhere. Let's take a few minutes to see what this world is all about. I'd like to invite to the stage Jim Vivet from MGS to take us on a call. Jim, all yours.
Thanks, Peter. So Viva Piñata. So for most of us, piñatas, well, they were these special paper mache animals that we had at parties, and they actually were the hit of the party in more ways than one, if you'll recall. This is about what happens to piñatas in their lives outside of all these different parties. So I'd like to take a few minutes and have you take a look at this video. The original concept is from Rare, and this is part of our plan to really start delivering great breakthrough entertainment for the entire family on the Xbox 360. This game is about letting your imagination go and transforming a small piece of land into a perfect paradise where all these various and different and wild roaming piñatas will actually come in and make it their home. It's very simple and starts off with just this little guy you see here, this worm. You clear away a little bit of soil, he comes in. Next thing you know, the worm attracts a sparrow and so on, and the process continues. In fact, everything you see in this world has been put here by the player, including the plants, including the trees, and everything can have an impact in terms of the types of piñatas that you actually attract into your world. For example, this horstachio here. Now, horstachio, all piñatas in Viva Piñata Island have candy-related names. So this guy, we spent many hours building out this garden, and he came in. So as a result of that, we've actually been able to tailor our environment exactly to our liking. However, we could also go on Marketplace and acquire a bunch of accessories and items and put those in the world as well and have the same impact. In fact, we can actually even trade our piñatas over Xbox Live. And by trading, we can actually trade these accessories. So see, this guy here, this is a fizzly bear. Now, he has a few different accessories, as you can probably see. I can see a mohawk, some glasses, and some kind of crazy teeth. And of course, what's a Rare game without a bear with a backpack, right? So we actually have taken a lot of time and acquired all these different accessories through Xbox Live, and now we realize we can actually customize this environment even further. The original vision for this game, from Rare's perspective, has always been about bringing it to an audience that's less experienced all the way to the experts as well. So for the less experienced players, you'll see a helper like this. And this helper is great because she can actually guide you through the process of building out your garden. She can actually automate a lot of the processes, and there will be many of these helpers around to actually make this a lot easier for less experienced. Now, of course, there's also the experienced players who say, hey, I can do it all myself. I don't have any problems. Take a look at this guy. This is a scowling, he's a sour macro raccoon. And of course, he's a real problem for the neighborhood, and he's going to growl at everybody all over the place, right? Now, putting pinata politics aside, we could basically have him transform over a period of time into one of these tame guys. That takes a lot of work and some time, but of course, it's sort of an advanced way of playing through the game. Now, the big part is this. How do you grow your pinatas? That's it. Here's how you grow the population. This is the romance dance. It's that simple, and this is where all the magic happens. And it's a sure thing. Get your pinatas to dance, and you're guaranteed results. And just like that, the population can grow by one. Thanks very much.
Come on, it is an E-rated game, let's not forget here. Viva Pinata will arrive in stores around the world this holiday, and it's proof positive of our plans to grow beyond our existing Xbox core consumer. Joining our lineup of games for the whole family, including LEGO Star Wars 2 from LucasArts, and the next generation Sonic the Hedgehog from Sega. So now you've seen how Microsoft is delivering on the first two driving forces of the next generation, spectacular high-definition games, and a true online gaming network. Now let's take a look at how Microsoft delivers on the third essential, surrounding you with the high-definition entertainment of your choice. We've delivered the key innovative space to do that, Xbox Live Marketplace. It's the first ever one-stop center for games and entertainment. And it's opened the floodgates to true digitally distributed content. Since we've launched, there have been over 18 million downloads from Xbox Live Marketplace. And as of tonight, we'll have over 1,000 pieces of downloadable content available. Well, that's a lot more than we expected, and it speaks to the sky-high potential of this space. Xbox Live members are excited about the space, and so are publishers too. Right now, every single publisher for the Xbox 360 has some form of content up on Xbox Live Marketplace. We're redefining digital entertainment delivery, including three ways I'd like to touch upon now. Firstly, Xbox Live Marketplace changes the way people try and buy games. Earlier this year, we put up a spectacular, fully playable game demo of EA Fight Night Round 3 up on Marketplace. And in just a few short weeks after the demo went up, pre-orders for Fight Night increased by more than 5 times. Secondly, Marketplace provides true episodic content, keeping your favorite games fresh and alive for years. With new levels, new characters, and new experiences provided straight from the game creators to you. Thirdly, Marketplace opens up a whole new world of digital entertainment, with a direct pipeline to that coveted 18 to 34-year-old male demographic. This means music videos delivered in high definition. It means movie trailers and exclusive content from Paramount Pictures, Touchstone, Walt Disney, Epic Records, Lionsgate, and 20th Century Fox. And tonight, for the first time ever, you can download high-definition TV content, starting with a show called Gears of War, Race to E3. It's a docudrama that'll take you behind the scenes of one of the year's most anticipated games. This show starts on Xbox Live and finishes next week with a half-hour special on MTV. TV, movie and gaming content, Xbox Live Marketplace provides all of this through a simple, unified, easy-to-use experience. But our commitment to delivering a full entertainment experience doesn't stop at delivering high-def content online. It also includes delivering the next generation of high-definition movies with this. The Xbox 360 HD DVD player. As you may have seen, the initial US run of HD DVD players from Toshiba sold out within a few days. Retailers can't keep their first movie titles from Warner Home Video and Universal Pictures in stock. With more than 150 movie titles expected this holiday, the excitement behind HD DVD will only continue to grow. So I'd like to announce that today, the Xbox 360 player will be available this holiday. I think so. Now you'll have a choice for when you want to enter the next generation of high-definition movie playback. It'll be a powerful experience, and it'll be a better bargain than anything else in this new entertainment format. And speaking of powerful entertainment experiences, I've got a very important announcement about one of the most powerful gaming experiences of all time. I'm talking about a franchise that generates more excitement than almost anything else out there, not just in our industry, but in all of entertainment, with a fan base that hangs on every mere mention of the next chapter. Now, it's so exciting. Yeah. I've got to take my jacket off. Now, some of you, you thought it was fake, didn't you? Some of you may remember this. So it's no big secret that I saved the big guns for the big guns. Some guys do rubber ducks, some guys do tattoos. So what I'd like to show you is my new edition. Microsoft and Rockstar Games are bringing Grand Theft Auto 4, the next generation of the wildly successful Grand Theft Auto series, to Xbox 360 on October the 16th, 2007 in North America, and October the 19th, 2007 in Europe, the first date it's available. Few franchises have had the profound impact on our industry as has Grand Theft Auto. And we couldn't be more excited to have this available on our platform from day one. But it gets even better. Microsoft and Rockstar Games have entered into a strategic partnership to provide exclusive episodic content via Xbox Live. So expect further details from us and Rockstar Games regarding this groundbreaking relationship in the very near future. Now that you heard this true... Now that you've heard this truly epic announcement and you've heard about all of the other incredible games coming soon to Xbox 360, let me tell you what we have in store for you on one of our original games platforms, and that would be Microsoft Windows. Today, I'm kicking off a full-blown games renaissance for games for Windows, powered by three things. Firstly, a revitalized marketing effort. Secondly, the very latest in graphics technology. And thirdly, launching the most game-friendly operating system in history, Windows Vista. So let's see what this means. It starts with giving Games for Windows marketing an extreme makeover, beginning with our new brand identity, Games for Windows. These games won't be exiled to the land of misfit toys any longer. Now we'll have our own space with our own identity and unified brand and retail presence. But this revitalization isn't just cosmetic. We're backing it up with a marketing strategy that promotes the best partner-developed games as well. The second part of our Windows gaming renaissance is about delivering the most powerful gaming experience possible, building even further on the DirectX technology that's powered Windows games for well over a decade. Now, this is a point best proven by example, with a game demo from the team at Crytek, the makers of the hit game Far Cry. I'd like to invite Chris Donahue, the group manager for Games for Windows, up to the stage to show off an exciting new game exclusively for Windows. It's called Crysis. Let's take a look.
Thanks,
take it
Peter.
Away, Chris. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. So I could tell you a whole bunch of stuff about this game, but I think it's more effective just to show you how beautiful it is. Let's start the demo.
Energy.
Hold on, sir. I'll get you out.
There's no time, sir. You're gonna have to save these people. At the top of the stairs is something that can help you. Now go!
Oh, Christ, there's somebody in there. Hold on! I'll unlock the
door! That won't be necessary, soldier. Stand back.
Holy shit.
Much.
Nice job, Chris.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you. Excellent job. Thank you. This game looks incredible running on Windows XP, but it will look even better on Vista, which is built right on top of the very latest in graphics technology, DirectX 10. Let's take a peek into the future and see what gaming will look like on Windows Vista. Quite simply, Windows Vista is built to run games. And it's launched to the third part of the Games for Windows Renaissance. It will be the single biggest launch in the history of Microsoft. And it will also be a great day for gamers. It'll deliver more horsepower and stability. It has more game-friendly features than ever before. Easier installation procedures, more options for family settings. And for the first time, your games will be accessible right from the start menu. That's the future of Games for Windows, and it looks and feels incredible. But part of that future also includes more joint release titles. Gamers want choice between the two gaming experiences of Windows and Xbox 360. And our great partners Bethesda Softworks and 2K Games delivered with Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, which sold 1.7 million copies in 3 weeks for both platforms. Today, yeah, we all love Oblivion. Today I'd like to announce two more joint release titles. The first is from FASA, and as you'll see, it's resurrecting a truly classic franchise. Roll the video. What's particularly exciting about Shadowrun is the depth of gameplay it brings, combining multiplayer play with a wide variety of weapons and techniques we've never seen before in a first-person shooter. And it's only on Xbox 360 and Microsoft Windows. Look for it next January when it launches right alongside Windows Vista. The next game we have is one of the biggest hits at last year's E3. And it's one of the games that I am personally most excited to present to you today. Let's take a look. That's right. Remedy's Alan Wake will be published by Microsoft Game Studios exclusively for Xbox 360 and Windows. Now, this game is a true genre buster. It's a psychological action thriller, and it proves that power just doesn't mean better graphics. It means deeper, more innovative gameplay as well. So now you've seen how Microsoft is delivering on the three driving forces of the next generation. With a vision that starts with your games, connects with you and your friends, and surrounds you with your entertainment choices. Now, when we come to E3, we always try to show you something that's new. And for what's coming next, there's no better day than today to bring someone here who's not been to E3 before. And there's no better person to present the vision of where we're taking gaming next. Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman and chief software architect of Microsoft, Mr. Bill Gates.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's great to be invited to E3 and see all the cool things that are shown here for the first time. I'm a heavy Xbox 360 user, kind of a PGR3 addict. For my family, it's Xbox Live Arcade, a lot of Zuma, Marble Blaster with the young kids getting into the controller and loving the games. So Xbox 360 is laying an incredible foundation for us. But what I want to talk about is where we go from here, not just on Xbox 360, but taking all of the platform work Microsoft does across all the different devices and being able to take gaming and this concept of live to a whole new level. The future of gaming really involves software, better tools, better environments, being user-centric so you can find your friends wherever they are, get connected up with them, and use these games on any of the devices that you happen to have. Building platforms is what we're all about, starting with Windows, but now not only the Xbox 360, but also mobile phones and all the different environments. DirectX is a key asset for us. You saw some of the games running on Windows, like Crysis, that are taking advantage of that. You've also seen us with our MSM work, build up things like Messenger and Hotmail, that are about staying in touch, building up your friends list. And so that's one of the assets that we're going to connect up to Live so that it's seamless for communications and gaming. So this platform can really unleash developers to do amazing new things. It's partly about the deep visualization, but it's also about making gaming attractive to people of every age, driving the industry to a whole new size. Now with Xbox, we started with Xbox One, the first generation, and that was a fantastic learning experience for us. We took everything that happened with Xbox One, thought it through, kept what we'd done well, and now with Xbox 360, we're doing even better, really driving a whole new level, a global phenomena. We're announcing that we're adding 8 new countries, bringing the total to nearly 40. The new countries will include South Africa, Chile, India, Brazil, Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, Slovakia. This is very much a global phenomena. And that volume is important because the people who invent the content, volume is what allows them to invest heavily and yet have it be a fantastic business for them. You all know that Xbox 360 sold so well that our biggest challenge was keeping it in stock. All of us at Microsoft found that we had friends we've never heard of before who would just appreciate a couple Xbox 360s being directed their way. Fortunately now, we've got them largely in stock, and by the end of June, we'll be at over 5 million consoles, somewhere between 5 and 5.5. Also today, for the first time, we're talking publicly about a goal that we had set internally that we now feel very confident that we can reach. And that is, before our competition even enters the marketplace, we will have a 10 million unit head start with Xbox 360. We think that's very important. It's a number that we only dreamed about a year ago, but now we see that we can achieve that. We've got the pieces in place, and that just creates business opportunity for our partners. A key element of this, of course, is Live. We're at over 3 million now, And we're also saying that a year from now, we'll double that. We'll be at more than 6 million on Xbox Live by the next E3. Live is a very profound service. You're seeing the different elements of it. Live Arcade with games you've known from the past, with new games that let people try out concepts. Many of those concepts will then turn into full-blown games. Live is a place to get content, HD trailers, and see things that are going on. So Live keeps expanding. The concept here of being a spectator, being matched with friends, and having contests. We're making the platform richer all the time, and our game developers are really coming up with new ways to make Live the center of this gaming experience. So what's the most dramatic thing we could do to take Live to the next level? Well, in fact, it's this connection to the Windows PC and to the Windows mobile world. Taking the Messenger asset that we've got, where people have built up their buddy lists and they understand about presence, and taking that presence, and if you choose to reveal to somebody, you can even share what game you're playing or what activity you're in, so they'll know whether to join you or what they want to invite you to do. Windows is a very important game platform. Over 150 million people playing games on Windows, so that even exceeds the largest installed base of video games. If we bring in the mobile phones as well, obviously there we're dealing with a number that's greater than a billion, and the capabilities of those phones to connect up to data, to have rich color screens, is just getting better and better. So they come in as a full participant. And by having that, you create a platform. You create something that there's some very clear things that you can do that are user-centric, letting you see your achievements and use the Windows device for what it's good for, the phone for what it's good for, the Xbox for what it's good for. And so this is a vision of taking Live to a new level. We call it Live Anywhere. We're announcing it today. Over the next year, this is a platform that will roll out. It will actually be part of Windows Vista. So when Windows Vista ships, this capability is built in. So that's a key milestone for us. When you think of Live Anywhere from a user, it means that you have one online community. Even as you move from one of your PCs to another, you move to the other device, your awards, your friends, your gamer tag achievements, all of those things go with you. Obviously, you can set up multiple accounts if you want, but it's easy to have the sharing as you go across those different things. Putting this into Vista, we think, is very important because there's a lot of complex elements here that need to be cross-game. And so to get it to critical mass, it really has to be part of the platform. If we have everyone out there trying to figure out what to do about cameras and messaging and presence and things like that, it doesn't build to a critical mass. So having the software capabilities built in, having the tools support it, and then leveraging off the installed base of the communication tools that are already out there means that we can bring the entire gaming community together on this PC platform. So the strength of Xbox Live, the strength of Windows Vista with its Live capabilities, really reinforcing each other. So that's a cross-platform capability. Many game publishers will publish on all of those different platforms. Now, Windows Mobile is a very interesting element of this. Obviously, the games need to be tuned for the smaller screen, but the richness of what you'll see in terms of mobile games, we think we're just very much at the start of that. In fact, if we look at the power of some of those phones, they're equivalent to what a PC would have had only 3 or 4 years ago. So a need to adapt to the mobile platform, but a lot of opportunity, particularly with the rich data capabilities that are connecting up to those phones. If we think of this, you can say, hey, start a game on Xbox, continue it on the phone. There are games that will work that way. Schedule things to happen from your phone, a download you might want to set up on a different device. And so the vision here is each platform plays its own role. The platform tools let people share development across these things. We started that out a year ago by having a lot more deep sharing between the tools for Xbox and Windows. And now we're extending that even into the communications and community aspects here. So we're going from Live to Live Anywhere. And we really think this is a unique contribution that Microsoft is probably the only company that can pull this off. To take the mobile phone platform, the entire Windows PC platform, and now our leading-edge video game platform, and thinking of that in a holistic way. When we've been prototyping this up, I've challenged the team to say we need tight integration where each device experience can be optimized for that experience, and yet the concepts, the way that you learn it, makes it so familiar that even when you use it on a new device for the first time, it's very straightforward. It's got to be very simple. We have a lot of lessons we've learned both in the messenger space and with Xbox that help us understand what that means for consumers. So we put together a little set of demos to show you this, and to actually explain that to us, I'd like to ask Scott Henson, who's a director for platform strategy for us, to come on out.
Hey.
Welcome, Scott.
Thanks.
So what have you got for us?
Okay, well, let's take that vision and let's put it into motion. Now, millions of gamers, since we launched the Xbox 360 worldwide last year, have experienced what true integration means with Xbox Live on the Xbox 360 platform. From the moment I turn on the console, whether it's games or entertainment, I'm instantly connected into the Xbox Live network. Now, here what you're going to see is I'm starting up a game of Shadowrun, and my gamer tag, Avenger, is going to instantly log into the Xbox Live service. This is something you know and love today. Now, once I'm logged into the service, connecting to my friends and to the community is really simple. One press of the button, and I get instant access to the Xbox 360 guide. And here you'll see the guide that you're familiar with today and your friends list. Now, when I bring up the friends list, I want you to notice a subtle but powerful difference. Now what I'm seeing is no matter what the platform, whether it's Windows Vista, whether it's mobile, I have instant access to seeing what my friends are up to. And they could be working, they could be playing, they could be listening to music, they can be watching movies. So Bill, what's really cool about this now is that I can connect with my friends. In this case, you'll see Major Nelson, who's actually working on Windows Vista. What's that all about? It's E3. So why don't I invite him to play a game? So I'm going to send Major Nelson an invitation, and it's just as simple as it is today. Right? I hit the button, I send the cross-platform game invite, one click of the button.
So he's not on his Xbox, he's actually over on the Windows PC.
Exactly.
And what will that look like?
Well, so once we extend this community to the hundreds of millions of gamers on Windows Vista, let's take a look at Major Nelson's desktop. So of course, as we saw, he's working. Can you believe that? What is that? So now what you'll see on the right side of the Windows Vista desktop is, in the Windows Vista sidebar, is his integrated friends list, just like you were talking about earlier, right? One friends list, one identity, again, multiple platforms completely integrated. Now, right below that integrated friends list, you'll actually see Major Nelson's gamer card, and an important point here, one gamer tag, no matter what the platform is. And when I'm on Windows Vista, I can be working on my reputation. I could be boosting up my gamer score. Now, remember the game invite that I sent just a second ago, Bill. What you're going to notice when it pops up is you'll see my gamer card that's a part of that invitation. And here it is, Avenger, popping up. Again, my reputation. You'll see I want to play Shadowrun. One click and we could be in the game. Or, in this case, Major Nelson can actually do a head-to-head comparison. And here you see the guide on Windows Vista. And what you'll notice in the guide is that you can actually do a head-to-head achievement comparison, one achievements list across Shadowrun, no matter whether I'm unlocking those achievements on Windows or whether I'm unlocking them on Xbox 360. And of course, as I said, getting in the game, Bill, is super simple. One click of the mouse button, and I'm instantly in. No NAT traversals, no IP addresses, no port forwarding, none of that kind of stuff. And as a gamer, Bill, what's really cool about this is that I get to use the controls I feel most comfortable with. If I like the keyboard and mouse on Windows, hey, great. If I like the controller, awesome. And in this experience, of course, I'll be able to real-time voice chat while we're playing cross-platform.
Well, I'm envious. I'm envious of that five-star reputation you've got there.
Well, you're going to have to get online a little bit more.
Yeah, well, now we've got it on Windows. That'll help me and hundreds of millions of others. But what about people who mostly are just with their cell phone? Give us a sense of what that's going to be like.
Well, Bill, all of us have cell phones, right? Billions out there. Here's a new one. This is the Motorola Q phone, some of you might be familiar with Windows Mobile. And let me show you the Windows Mobile experience with this Live Anywhere vision. Now, all of you are familiar with the Xbox Live Marketplace where you can download and try games and entertainment. Let's look at what that looks like on the cell phone. Here you see a custom-made, tailor-made marketplace where I can browse casual content, buy the content once, play it anywhere. Here I'm playing Zuma. Maybe I picked up the game from when I played it on Xbox 360. I see you smile. It's one of your favorites. And of course, it's available to me anytime, anywhere. Now, hey, gamers don't live by games alone, right? I mean, we're about entertainment, too. And maybe what I want to do is check out some new entertainment. So you see Madonna, you see The Fray. Of course, I can check out those videos on my cell phone, or I can kick off a high-definition download that's available on Windows Vista or available on Xbox 360 and get an experience that looks much like what you're seeing here. It's pretty cool. So, again, one marketplace, no matter what the platform is, instant connection to my games and entertainment. And, of course, the gamer card, just like what you saw on Windows Vista, just like you saw on Xbox 360, here's Avenger. I could be working on my achievements list. I could connect with other gamers on the service, all from my mobile phone.
So you've given us a sense for the user, how it feels like as you move between the different devices. Also give us a sense, now that we're opening this up for developers and they can think about their games in a new way, what kinds of things are we thinking that they'll be able to pull together?
This is a great point, and I think a question that's really left best to the game creators themselves. So what we did is we challenged the Forza Motorsport team to come up with, you know, a vision of how would they take this new canvas and paint on it. So to kick that off, again, one friends list, my friends list like you saw on Xbox 360. There's Major Nelson again. He sent me a message. Now, it could be a text message or voice message, right? It could be. But in this case, actually what's inside that message is a car. Now, this is for us to go race later tonight. I can tweak out some of the performance. Let me open that up in the Forza Motorsport garage. And I'm going to tweak out a couple of the parameters here. And I'm going to save it off to the Xbox Live service. So, hey, I can go race that thing. Or let me tweak it out a little bit more. Here what you're seeing is the paint shop, and I can share skins with people that are on the community. Right? Here's a skin at the top, and then there's a second one here as well. Try that out on my car. Maybe I like it, maybe I don't. Or what I could do is actually bring up the custom editor here, open up the paint shop and the decal editor, and apply that directly to my car. And of course, it's an Xbox 360 car, so let's put that on there, save it off to the service. And now, hey, we're off and racing. So here what you're seeing is a quick mock-up that the team put together, racing on Xbox 360, editing on Windows Vista, and tweaking out the car on the mobile phone. Now, this is just the beginning. I'm just super excited about this, right? I could be trading stuff on my cell phone. I could be doing command and control stuff from Windows Vista. Now, what a lot of you might be wondering is, how close is this really? Well, hey, come join us across the street. Check it out. The future's a little closer than you might think.
Thanks, Scott. That looks really good.
Thanks a lot.
So Live Anywhere is a big new thrust for us. We're very excited about it. One service and new opportunities for all our partners. Well, now to close things out, I'd like to ask Peter Moore to come back on stage.
So thanks, Bill. And thank you, Scott. I thought he did a great job. Firstly, I think everybody has enjoyed. I hope you've enjoyed this little glimpse into the future. I think that you see what I believe is going to be truly next generation experiences. I think that going forward, what you're about to see from Xbox 360 and from game from Windows is absolutely miraculous. We're going to go across the Roosevelt afterwards, and as Scott and Bill have said, you'll be able to get your hands on all of these games experiences moving forward here. So let me wrap up. What you can see here, as Bill mentioned, is we're going to have a 10 million unit head start before our competitors get one unit into the marketplace. There will be more than 160 games on Xbox 360 this holiday. And by the time we all convene here next year for E3, we will have 6 million Xbox Live members. And Live Anywhere, as you've just seen, and I could tell from the reaction in the audience, first of all, productivity in this country just went down in everybody's minds a heck of a lot. But Live Anywhere allows you to be able to bring that live experience regardless of whether you're on the Xbox 360, whether you're actually playing a Windows PC, or, of course, whether you're playing a mobile game.
Actually, Peter, as we walk off stage, I think there's something that'd be fun to show these people. We got a little in-game footage of one of the games. Probably they'll recognize
it.
So let's let them take a look at
all
that.
Right, go ahead.
sword.
I know you. Your past. Your future.
The way the world ends.